Mystery as it was the first time?
Yeah, I thought Nick played really well. You know, he I think specifically, and I think when you really watch the tape, the plays he made on third and long were that really kept drives alive, the throw to Jeff Mayo and the throw to Jackson, that, you know, those are difficult down and distances to convert, and I think that was really kind of the key, especially early, to keep us on the field and to keep our offense going. But, you know, two big-time plays, but he played really, really well.
Chip, I know it's one game, but you've talked about how you have a small sample size on him, so you're still evaluating. Did you learn some new things about him?
No, I mean, I think maybe it just confirmed. I've seen him in practice and seen him getting better and better, and but it's, again, going out on the field and doing it. You know, that's why I think what happened in the Cowboys game was such a surprise to everybody, because that's not what Nick expects out of himself, not what we expected out of Nick. So just really happy for him. But, again, we talked about it. I talked about it after the game. We talked about it during the game. His preparation, I think, led him to that. You know, just really spent a lot of time and did his due diligence. We were talking about plays, and, you know, he's kind of had answers before play started. If this goes to this, this is where I'm going. He throws the ball over the top to Riley, and just, you know, it's – and it is to go back to your question, this is a small sample size. I mean, he played in the Giants game. He played in the Tampa Bay game. He played half against the Cowboys, and now this. So, but it's encouraging, I can tell you that.
So what's left for you to see? What more does he need to show?
He just needs to continue to play, just like everybody else in this team.
With Nick missing that game with the concussion the week before, do you think in any way it helped him step back and look at the mistakes that he made against Dallas and really run through his studies?
No, I have no idea. Run with it whatever way you want to run with. But I'm not encouraging other guys to get concussions and sit out for a game and then come back because they're going to play well. So.
How much more film study did he do, though?
He didn't do any film study because he was out. I mean, he was away for an entire week, so I don't think the week off helped him do anything.
Looking at the mistakes he made, though, in the Dallas game.
We didn't spend much time on it because we had to get ready for our game plan. The first time Nick watched film, I think, was that Monday that he got cleared. So it wasn't – he was out for an entire week. He didn't watch any film. He was – you know, he couldn't be in meetings, couldn't be around those things just because of how they handled concussions. So there wasn't a lot of time spent on the Dallas game just because I think he kind of watched it. He went over the notes with Coach Lazor, and then we moved on to get ready for the Raiders. We didn't have time to really spend a lot of time on it just because of the nature of the injuries.
You guys spent a lot of time focusing on stopping your run game because it was so potent early.
I don't think that's true, but you can run with your question
any way you want.
I think they defend everything. That's what I don't think. People don't do that. They don't come in and say, hey, we're going to stop the run, and we don't care if they throw the ball over the joint against us. I think we do the same exact thing. We want to take away what people do, but you can't just say, hey, we're going to stop one facet of it and then get burnt in another facet of it. And that's not how football coaches operate. And I know we don't operate that way. I don't think anybody I've ever been around that coaches football operates that way. Let's just take away this. You know, you got to defend the whole game. You got to defend the whole field. You have to defend every player. You know, that's part of the deal. So it's usually down and distance. If it's third and short, you're thinking more run. You know, if it's third and long, you're thinking more pass. But, you know, based on the percentages that you get. But I don't think people are solely focused on taking away one aspect of anything. So
the McCoy touchdown, did you just catch them in the right cut? Well, the right coverage for what you guys were running?
Yeah, I mean, they were in a blitz, and they should have had someone. No one adjusted with the motion. So I don't know if it should have been a peel blitz or it should have been someone coming from the inside. But you know, we just caught them when they were in a blitz, and we got to an empty formation real quickly, and Nick recognized and got the ball out.
When you look at
Nick's accuracy yesterday, I mean, that's always something you've talked about, except for the Dallas game. But, like, did he even seem to take that to another level yesterday? I mean, just, like, some of the passes he hit, like the one to Cooper and the one in the end zone to Ertz?
No, I mean, the one to Ertz, he was just scrambling, and Zach happened to be open, ran a good route. You know, he did throw a nice ball to Riley over the top, you know, on Riley's first touchdown. But those are things we've expected out of him. I think Nick expects out of himself. So, you know, I fielded a lot of questions here, and people looked at me like I was cross-eyed when they said Nick Foles couldn't throw the ball deep. And I've seen him throw the ball deep, and I've seen him be accurate in practice, and now he's done it in a game. So.
How much of that, of hitting deep balls, is just chemistry between two guys and having practice reps and getting a feel for each other?
I think it's a combination of all that, but he did it with Deshaun, too, so it wasn't like it was just Riley. I think it's, you know, it's something we work on. It's the first thing we do every day is coming out. We do a curl station, and we do an over-the-ball shoulder throw, and I think, you know, we're starting to see kind of what goes on the practice film and when we're out the practice field and when we're out there training kind of being transferred over. And I think it's the same for our defense too, is the same things we're seeing our guys defensively do fundamentally in terms of their training transferred over to the game, and that's a positive for us.
So what's the offense? The direct result of him looking off the safeties twice, first to the left, and then as he was scrambling, it looked like he was looking middle, and then waited to the last minute to go to Ertz there at the right. Was that why the touchdown happened?
No, I mean, they dropped Ertz in coverage. I think once the quarterback gets flushed like Nick did, then his eyes are up looking for who's ever the open receiver. So it wasn't a design play to let's get him flush and then try to look somebody off. I think once he got out of the pocket, Nick does a great job of trying to find and get his eyes up the field. He did the same thing when he hit Deshaun on the long third and long versus zone coverage. You know, he's kind of scanning the field and looking for a place to put the football. I don't think he was trying to look anybody off in that situation. Now, on Riley's touchdown, he tried to keep the free safety in the middle of the field because we knew he had man coverage. So he looked him off to the right and then threw it back over the top to the left. So he'll look off things when we're in timing, you know, when we're in the pocket. When he gets flushed, he's just trying to find an open receiver and make a positive play.
What did you see on film from the offensive line overall in pass protection specifically? It seemed like
I thought they did a really, really good job. And for the most of the day, Nick wasn't pressured very much. So he had an opportunity, you know, to set his feet and get the ball out on time. You know, and I thought that group up front played really, really well. You know, I think we were pretty clean for most part of the day in the pocket. And that always helps. You know, that we've said all along that pass offense is a combination of everybody, and I think they contributed greatly to that because I think he was clean in most of his throws. So,
have you mapped out who gets the first team reps this week?
What's that?
Have you mapped out who gets the first team reps?
Nick will tomorrow because I don't know if Mike will be ready to go in practice. So, you know, we'll keep monitoring that situation just like every other situation. So,
how about Peters and Bradley Fletcher?
I don't know if Peters will go tomorrow. He should be back, and Bradley we'll see as the week goes along. So, those are the only two guys that really came up. So.
Traces that to the rigors of your job. Do you look at it that way, that you guys have an incredible, stressful job or do you just say, hey, it could happen to anybody?
No, I don't say, hey, it could happen to anybody because I understand what goes on because I do it, but I also know there's a lot of people that have stressful jobs. There's firemen, there's policemen, there's doctors, there's everybody. I think everybody should, whether you're a football coach or you're anybody, I think you should take notice of what happened and just make sure that you can be preventive in what goes on, but I don't think it's specific just to football coaches in general. I think there's a lot of people that have stressful jobs out there, and everybody should kind of not think about that, hey, I got this. You know, I got a job to do. I got to take care of it. I think you got to kind of have some balance and make sure you take care of yourself.
Has that been something you've always wanted to do, or is that something you've kind of come to the realization as?
No, I think everybody thinks about it. You know, I think it's really encouraging in this league, though. I know when we got here, it was everybody on our staff got physicals. It's a yearly thing, and you know, the organization's pretty proactive in terms of that aspect of it. So, but it is something I think everybody should be aware of.
At safety, Chet, the decision to start Wolf and bring Chum off the bench, is that because of Chum's injury or is that?
No, that was just Pat hasn't been out there and Earl has. So, you know, you're just trying to get Pat back involved. And we were happy, you know, kind of how he responded and where he was. But, you know, it's a process of bringing him back in. You know, it wasn't, hey, he's 100% healthy, let's throw him back in the field, is that he hasn't, you know, a week before all Pat did was run around, he took a million reps, but he took a million reps as scout receiver and a million reps as a scout DB. He wasn't really involved in the game plan because we didn't think he was going to be able to go. He could run around without contact. So, you know, he started to get more reps and get a little bit more familiar, and so you'll start to see him work his way back in. But for what it does for us, I think it just provides us some depth. And at this point in time during the year, you're getting into week 10. You know, you need everybody. You obviously need everybody at the beginning, but, you know, we're starting to get a little bit healthier. So it helps, you know, especially at the safety position that now we got Nate and we got Earl and we got Pat. So
what did you see? Austin, Nick's performance with Bryce Brown had a nice game. You kindly said that you're patient with him, and was that just kind of what happened there on Sunday? He just kind of hit a couple of big ones?
Yeah, I think Bryce did what we've expected Bryce to do, and I think what Bryce expected of himself, you know, maybe not on the same scale as Nick, but kind of the same, you know, it wasn't a surprise to anybody, I guess, that's been around him. You know, I think he did a really good job of squaring his shoulders up and not really trying to create something that wasn't there, and he's a big physical guy that I think when we can get him to run up inside the tackles, which is where his strength is, I thought he did a really nice job, and it's the same thing. Yes, we just talked about it, safety. When you have depth now, which we felt we've had at running back, but you get depth now that's producing at the running back spot, then that's really beneficial to us. So,
where have you seen Earl improve over these 6 weeks or so that he's been playing a lot?
I just think his familiarity and his experience that he's gained. You know, when route combinations happen, it's not the first time he's seen them. He can kind of react to them, and maybe he's not biting the underneath route and getting the ball thrown over the top when he's in a zone. He can disguise a little bit better because he knows where he's supposed to be when the ball snapped. You know, he can move around. He's just getting a little bit more familiar with what we're trying to do. So you can see him gaining that experience, and with that experience, him gaining his confidence as he goes along. So.
Do you see that as kind of like a rotation going forward with, you know, the three of those guys?
We'll see how it goes and expresses itself during the week in practice. And, you know, but it's a positive to get Pat back. You know, I think the one thing about Pat is he's always going to fly around. And he did it again on yesterday. You know, that's the Pat Chung we've been – we know, you know, he's done it he does it all the time in practice. He's doing it again on the field. You know, he's got a lot of energy to him and a lot of, you know, knowledge of the game because he's got some experience, a lot more experience than some of the other guys just because of, you know, how long he's been in the league. So it's a positive to get him back, and we'll see how that rotation goes during the week.
Who were the guys up front who really stood out on film defensively?
Say it again.
Who were the guys up front on film?
We thought, you know, going at the levels, I thought that up front, I thought Fletcher Cox played really, really well. It was good to see Trent finally get – you know, to get a sack, but, you know, he was flying around all day long. I thought we did a really good job up front of pressuring him, but I don't know if there's anybody faster than him. You know, I would say him and RG3 and Kaepernick are probably the three fastest guys, and, you know, there's a couple times when he broke contain where if it was anybody else, I think we may have had a sack, but, you know, you give prior credit in terms of his ability to keep plays going. And you know, that one long run they had down their sideline, I think a couple guys initially thought they had angles, but because he's so fast, you know, he kind of turned the corner on us. But I thought Fletch and Trent played really well up front in terms of creating some havoc up there. So
in Vic's case, you said 10 to 14 days with the first injury.
I didn't say that. The doctor said that, so I'm not a doctor.
Well, you said it to us. I didn't get to talk to the doctor.
Okay, so I'm just whenever you ask me those questions, I'm relaying what has been told to me.
So what are the doctors telling you now about the time frame?
That we didn't talk about a time frame today, so I can't tell you anything on that standpoint.
Well, was there ever a time frame since he pulled it?
No, they just time? We didn't talk about time frame since then. So it's, you know, once it's past 10 to 14 days for me, I'm not listening to the time frame anymore. So.
So are you thinking 10 to 14 days?
I'm not thinking anything. I just told you that.
Well, you said once you pass.
Once we passed 10 to 14 days, which was about 2 weeks ago, I stopped thinking time frame. Okay. So they tell me when he can go and when he can't go. So I can cross my fingers and I can be hopeful and I can be wishful, but. When they say he can go, he can go.
So what are they telling you about Mike this week?
Is that his leg was sore. So he's not going to go tomorrow.
Jeff, we've seen some young quarterbacks in this league not deal with failure too well. For Nick to go from having one of his worst games to his best game, what intangibles does he have?
You lost me on the first part because I've only seen our guys. So I haven't seen a lot of guys in this league not handle failure real well, so...
What does it say about his intangibles? What intangibles have you seen from him where he can go from having his worst game to one of the best statistical games we've seen?
I just think it's what I knew about Nick is that I thought that what happened in the Cowboys game was just, as I said the other day, was an exception, not the rule. That's not the Nick Foles I know. I think he's extremely resilient. I think he's got a toughness to him. You know, take the film out when we played him. We hit the crap out of that kid every single day. He completed a pass against us left-handed for 13 yards, and then his helmet turned around sideways and got up and took the next snap. You know, I've always been and I've said that since the day I got it, I've always been a big fan of his because I've seen him play, and I've seen him play in critical games, and he always, I don't know if it was us, but he always seemed to have great games against us. So, you know, really what happened in the Cowboys game was the first time I've ever seen that from him, and let's knock on wood, hopefully it's the last time we ever see it from him. But, you know, I know from being with him, he's a guy that's a student of the game. He works extremely hard at it and doesn't seem to get rattled. You know, in that game, I don't know what happened, but let's move on and let's talk about let's hopefully we work off the Tampa game and we work off of this last game as we continue to move forward. So.
What did you think of Kendricks? I'm doing a lot of different things.
Michael, I thought he did a nice job. You know, I think a couple times he got knocked off just at the last second. The one time he was blitzing him, the guy kind of caught him, and then Pryor got outside. But, you know, I think the one thing is we really used his athleticism to try to, you know, put him in spots to make plays. And I think Michael's one of those guys is every single week he keeps getting better and better. You know, I think he probably had his best game the week before that. You know, I think it was a little bit different challenge this week because of the mobile quarterback. But he's really starting to come along, and it's exciting because you got kind of a rock-solid guy in D'Amico standing right there. And then all of a sudden now Michael, his game starting to kind of elevate, and I think that's a positive as we move forward.
It looks like you're trying to do some different things, so blocking, run blocking against the Giants, I'm sorry. A, is that true? And B, did you continue to try to do that this past week?
I wouldn't say that's true. I think we ran inside zone, outside zone, sweep, and some of those other things. So I don't think there was anything drastically from a schematic standpoint. You know, we've been kind of locked into what we're doing. I think when you get to this point in time, if you're trying to put something in new, brand new, you know, from a scheme standpoint, all those other things, you're just not going to get enough reps on a weekly basis to be able to go into a game real confident that that's what you can do. So,
what's been the key to Nick's not throwing interceptions and still being aggressive down the field and moving the ball around?
I think it's his pre-snap knowledge, kind of getting an understanding of where they're going. I don't think he's getting surprised by what he's getting. You know, he understands kind of, you know, what the presentation is pre-snap, and then are they going to, you know, can he confirm it on his first step post-snap and kind of see where he is? But, you know, we've talked as a staff since we got here and with our players is, you know, it's our ability to not turn the ball over on the offensive side of the ball. We control that, you know, and I think obviously our numbers are down compared to what they were here before, and I think that's a big thing is, you know, turnovers kill you, you know, and you got to be able to make sure that we take care of the football. We start to play with the football, we need to end to play with the football. And our defense, the turnovers are starting to come, and whenever you're on the plus side of the turnover category, you know, usually you're going to have a successful day. And I think, you know, by and large, we've done a decent job of that during the season. You know, the Chiefs game was obviously, you know, the one game, you know, we were -5, and obviously you lose a game by 10. But besides that, I think we've been pretty good on the offensive side of the ball, but we need to continue to do that.
Take two more guys.
The Packers game tonight, do you watch it live? Do you wait for it to load? And does it complicate the game planning today at all?
I don't think at this time in the season it does because they've already played 7 games. So now you got to or 8 games. I don't know what they are right now. So we got a body of work that we've been studying all day to go off of. You know, we'll wait to get the last game entered, but it won't be broken down till probably tomorrow morning around 5:30 or 6 when we finally get it done. We'll try to watch a game as we're game planning here, but I don't see them drastically changing what they do offensively and defensively in week 9, you know, as opposed to what they did in the first 8 weeks of the season. So
I think one time during the preseason you were asked after Michael's playing very well, how do you tell him he's not the starter? And then I ask the same thing now about Nick. I mean, after that performance, how can you not tell him that he is going to be the guy?
I think you're more worried about it than he is, so that's what I think.
There's young guys can, you know,
a guy like Nick making his 9th NFL start in Oakland could get caught up in the historical significance of the performance that they just put on. Is Nick the type of guy who's more level-headed, who can just certainly put that aside and focus on, and know exactly what their place is as an NFL quarterback?
I think he is, and I think if he needs anything to think about, he should think about what happened in the last couple of weeks to him. So it can change in a week. So, you know, if you spend too much time dwelling on the past, you know, then you're probably doomed to repeat it. And if you spend too much time patting yourself on the back, then you're probably in a bad situation too. So I think he can look at his short career in the last 2 or 3 weeks here to kind of see how quickly it can go from 1 week to the next week. You know, he went from NFC player of the week against Tampa Bay to not playing very well against the Cowboys to now coming back. So he's got probably a life full of life lessons in the last 3 weeks. So I don't think that will affect him. And that's just the type of the guy he is. I don't see that ever happening to Nick. So.
Okay. Thanks, guys.